Welcome to another edition of KickServe Radio, Tennis on Air with Andy Zode, and I'm very excited to be joined by USTA Colorado Executive Director Fritz Garger. Fritz, it's that time of year again. We're getting ready for the USTA Colorado Hall of Fame Induction and Annual Awards, January 22nd at the Marriott in the Tech Center. It's an impressive class of Hall of Famers. Talk about what we should be excited about that night.
Well, it is an amazing collection of the Hall of Famers that are being inducted and the 24 annual award winners that will be receiving awards from USTA Colorado. And it is one celebration of the sport of tennis, both the on-court achievements that have been phenomenal over the past year, as well as contributions that people have made to our sport and to the community.
We've got a real impressive class of Hall of Famers this year. Fritz, talk about who's going in 2016.
Well, we've got Rich Berman. He's grew up as a tennis player, but his credentials and his induction into Hall of Fame is largely based on his work and efforts with wheelchair tennis players of all calibers and all levels of play. But one that stands out, obviously, is David Hall. Rich Berman was his coach during the years that he won U.S. Open titles, Australian Open titles, Olympic titles, and has been number one in the world for 6 years. So he's amazing coach, an amazing person. And that connection with David Hall was just phenomenal to see and obviously very inspiring. Bobby Curtis, he's deceased, but he was a terrific player in the late 30s all the way through the 60s, was inducted into the Rice Hall of Fame out of Houston originally, spent a number of years here in Colorado, arguably one of the better players to ever play in our state, and won a number of Denver City Open and Intermountain Section titles. Andy Potter is going. He's the current director of tennis at Cherry Hills Country Club. An amazing junior player, very strong in the sectional level, won a couple of USTA national titles, and he has won 12 major Colorado titles, which include the city, the state, and the Intermountain Sectional Championship.
And an All-American at the University of Kentucky, as I recall.
Exactly, and he was part of their team that won their first SEC title, so that's exciting. And finishing off the charge of Hall of Famers is Susan Wright, an outstanding junior player herself in California, joined the WTA Tour when she was 17. In Colorado, while she's been here, has just amassed an amazing amount of age division titles, both nationally and internationally. Amassed 80 gold balls, 35 silver, 10 bronze, completed the U.S. Golden Slam on four different occasions. Just an amazing player who continues to do amazing things, again, nationally and internationally.
Just keeps racking up that bling. And a competitor of Chris Everett in juniors, as I recall, correct, Fritz?
Yeah, that is correct. And she has wins over, you know, players that were as high as number three in the world. I mean, a phenomenal player.
And then we give out some awards, 24 of them, I believe. We recognize on-court performance, of course, but volunteerism, sportsmanship, high school players, male and female teams. Talk about the awards portion of the program.
Yeah, there are. As you noted, there are three separate categories that we focus on. One is the on-court achievement, and we're never at a loss for players who have just done amazing things on the court. That'll be no different this year. The sportsmanship and leadership, those matter to us and to our sport. And we have five junior players that have just exhibited phenomenal sportsmanship and leadership in their young, early careers. And then the contribution side, we have people that have contributed so much to this sport and to their communities over years and years here in Colorado. And that typically wraps up our evening because those awards are really so meaningful and so amazing for what we have here in Colorado.
Fritz, it's impressive what you guys have done. Few sections, not to mention state associations, have established an event like this. It is a fundraiser for the Colorado Youth Tennis Foundation, and we would love to see this event continue to grow. We want people to come out. You are invited to come and join us at this event. People that play tennis or are fans of tennis in Colorado need to know that.
Yeah, it's open, and we would love to see people come out. Again, it's such a showcase of what this sport means and what the people involved with it can do, not only on court but off court with contributions. So it's open, and it is an event for a big fundraising event for the Colorado Youth Tennis Foundation, which has been involved with helping typically underserved populations be able to get into the sport and pursue the sport. It's an opportunity for people to be a part of a very special evening and also to give back and really help those who would benefit from our foundation's work, which is really powerful and impactful.
Fritz, at the end of the year, the Colorado tennis community did receive some somber and sobering news when we found out that Art Thompson did indeed lose his battle with ALS. But what you and I will probably remember him for was the night in January of 2015 that he was inducted into the Colorado Tennis Hall of Fame. He was beaming. It was a joyous occasion. And although we mourn the loss of Art Thompson, we celebrate his life and contributions to our sport.
Absolutely. I'll never forget that night. As you noted, he was beaming. He was so proud. And it was such an amazing outpouring of love and thankfulness to what he has done for tennis in Colorado and for people really across our state. A real blessing to have had him be a part of our sport. And he just exemplified so many of the positive characteristics that make our sport so great.
I know we all want to send our love and prayers to Art's family, in particular Laura Thompson, who has exhibited such grace and courage in going through what Art has gone through at his side every step of the way. We look forward to the next Hall of Fame celebration. We'll be thinking about Art that night. In the meantime, we want everybody to enjoy their holidays and come and join us at the USTA Colorado Hall of Fame induction gala and awards presentations. Fritz, thanks so much for joining me and talking about this today.
Oh, thank you very much for the opportunity, Andy.
That God bless the broken road that led me straight to